Shalom, everybody. We are up to Daf Yud Aleph. Quickly, we have to recap the last question that we asked, as was requested yesterday. Before we go on, we had the Shita of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that although we said that if you carry shame of Trumas Meiser or Meiser Sheni on those items in the Mishnah, which we say are potter from Demai, we say Masha Asa Asa. What he did is good. It's even though he's potter from doing it, he can create almost a Yesh Me'ayin. It sounds funny, but it's since there's a mild suffix, right? There's a mild suffix, and since there's a mild suffix, so even though Chachamim decided, either according to Rabbi Yochanan, we said they weren't guys running at all, or according to, what was the other Shita's name? Rabbi Lazar, was it? I forget his name. He said that it was because the Amoratzim had a certain Amos Kachamalov. Whatever the reason was why they weren't geyser. But Masha also Osi, we said that whatever he did is dead, right? So, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that's except for, actually, it was Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, Chutz Mishiyari Menachas. That case, if you go ahead and you're Machmer, and you take Maestris from the Shiyari Menachas of Demai, that you can't make, you don't say Masha Asa Asi. Why? Shut down my session. Why? Because it's Mama Gavaya. You can't be Machmer on someone else's Mama. So if you're going to be Machmer, you can be Machmer on your own thing, and we could say it has a Chalais, but this belongs to Gavaya. So Shari Menach is not included in that din of Masha Asa Asi. Then Rabbi Yaisi had the following question. He said, there's a Machlaikas of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Right? There's a Machlaikas of Meir. There's a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda in Kedushin. I am a kadosh bechelkai, or by Meiser. Let's talk about Meiser Sheni. A kadosh Meiser Sheni. Reb Meir says it's ainu mukadash because Meiser Sheni is mamun gavaya. Reb Yehuda says it's mukadash because it's mamun hegit. So the Gemara asked the question. Reb Yaisi asked the question on Reb Yirmiyah because Reb Yirmiyah was machalik. And he said that when it comes to Meiser Sheni, we would say Masha Asa Asi. When it comes to Shiyari Menachas, you don't say Masha Asa Asi. So he says, Memanasha, who do you hold like? If you hold like Reb Meir, that Meiser Sheni is Mamun Gavaya, so then you shouldn't say Masha Asa Asi on Meiser Sheni either. If you hold like Reb Yehuda, that what? That it's Mamun Hegit Meiser Sheni, so if that's Mamun Hegit, so Shiyari Menachas, the Gemara is assuming, is also Mamun Hegit. And you should say Masha Asa Asi in both cases. That was the question we left off with yesterday. So we begin the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph answering this question. Amar Mono as also Kisrin. I went to Kisrin, Caesarea. Rishmas from Chizkiyah Yosef and Masah. I heard him learning the following. Makanish Makalkim Makashim Kadashim Makashim Kalim. Person's kindness Makanish with the chelik he got from either Kachri Kachri. Those of you who say Israel becoming every day know what those are. I love the Chatas and so on, or Kachum Kalam like Shlomo and Taida. So Eina Mukudeshes, she's not Mukudeshes, regardless, because obviously sacrificial food is property of the divine, like it says over here, Mamun Gavaya. So obviously you can't be Mekadesh and Isha. And now it says, Rabbi Lazar Omar Dibri HaKol, that there's a machlokes. We're going to have a machlokes on Aram now. Whether the machlokes of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is nageya this halacha. So we're going to have an argument. This halacha that we just said, the mekanesh bechelkai is einu mukudeshes. Is that totally in the machlokes of Meir and Reb Yehuda, or is it not totally in the machlokes of Meir and Reb Yehuda? So Rabbi Lazar says, Dibri HaKol, it comes out like everybody. That means to say, even Rabbi Yehuda, who normally holds Meiser Sheni is Mamun Hegit, and Mekadesh, but Meiser Sheni is Mekudeshes, But when it comes to what? To Kachim Kalim or Kachim Kachim, he's going to make a distinction. He's going to say, like we said yesterday, a Svara. You're getting that from the Mizbeach. So that, you're not going to say that that's from the head. That's coming from the Mizbeach. So therefore, he holds, that'll also not be Mekudeshes. So right there, you see a line. So if you just stop here, we already have answered the question. The question we asked in Rabbi Yirmiyah, that was based on an assumption that if Rabbi Yehuda held that it was Mamun Hegit from Maisa Sheni, then he would also hold this Mamun Hegit by Menachas. But here we see Rabbi Lazar says that that halacha, Makash Machalkai, is an animal Kadeshah, says Devei Akol, even Rabbi Yehuda's masking. So we have an answer to the question that we asked. Clear? That's the Gemara. That's the whole Gemara over here. So the Gemara says, so that's Rabbi Lazar's Shita. Rabbi Yechon Amar Machlaikas. He holds, no, it's still Machlaikas. He holds like the Machshin, that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's the Shmaisa Sheni's Mum and Hedget, that's also going to be true by what? By Menachas, by Kachri Kachim, by Kachim Kalim, Machkanash Machalkai should be Mukudeshas according to him. It's Adayim Machlaikas. That's Rabbi Yechon and Shita. But now, Morris Lay, I sent to Rabbi Yechon, already told me this. Right? Where did you hear this? This machlaikas about Reb Blazer and Reb Yerachim. He said to me, "Min Reb Yirmiya." I heard it from Reb Yirmiya. Marius and I said, "Oh yes, that's great. Now we have an answer to why Reb Yirmiya was machalik between Ma'aser Sheni and Shari Menachas, because Reb Yirmiya knew about the shita of Reb Blazer, and then he goes and he's going to explain it now. Reb Yirmiya." He's going to be Marach now. He's just going to say over what I just said. Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Hushama Hadom, the Rabbi Lazar, the Hakol, he heard that this, that Rabbi Lazar, she does it, everybody holds that it's going to be not Mekudeshes, who don't Rabbi Mach like us. So that's why he made a distinction between Ma'aser Sheni and Shari Menachas. Rabbi Yaisi, Deloy Shmi Alei, whereas Rabbi Yossi did not know, he was unaware of this machlaikas. So Tzrich Aleis, that's why he was in doubt. How is Rabbi Yirmiyah being machalik between Shari Menachas? And he didn't understand. Do Omar Haidam machlaikas in Kerem Meir? He might say, right? According to Kerem Meir, he's just repeating the question. Who might say, Shani, who Shari Menachas? They should both be Enemu Kudashas, and it should be Laosa Klum in Kerem Yehuda, and it should be Mashasa Asa in both cases. He's just repeating the question that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked. So the difficulty is resolved. The difficulty is resolved. I'm just going to read the English now because it's here in front of me. Rabbi Yirmiyah followed the teachings of Elazar, which said Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between Ma'aser Sheni, which is a property of the owner, and sacrificial foods, which are property of the divine. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiyah therefore stated the validity of the Mai tithe separated from food purchased with Ma'aser Sheni money is a matter of Tanaic dispute. Rabbi Yossi, however, did not follow that teaching and he held it like Rabbi Yochanan said, and therefore he asked him the question that he asked based on his position. Okay, now we're ready to go weiter. Anybody have any questions on this? Okay, great. So clear. Shemen Arev, fragrant oil. So it's a machlokes Meisil and Meisharim. Meisil says it's Pater from the Mai, and Meisharim says Chaim, right? So the Gemara says this oil is Tani Ramim Yehuda, Loi Pater Meisil, El Shemin Shal Pal Yatim Bavad. Only this special spiced oil. What's special about the spiced oil? It's mixed with spice. It says over here it's mixed with spices that are not subject to Meisras. So they were never. What? They weren't edible. So the decree of the Gzera the Rabbanon on the Mai never applied to the that type of Meduma. All right. Acherim Oimrim Shein Arab Nosin. That what? Machanu Abisil Shon Vered Verodinun. That Mesil ruled rose oil is subject to the Mai. Let's see, it says over here that rose oil is made by soaking roses in oil. So it's primarily oil. It hardly contains any rose content at all. So it's not deemed a meduma. It just has like a little fragrance in it. So therefore it's subject to the Mai.
That's cool. The Mai says that people, they use it for Sikha mainly.
Who's a Bucky in oil?
He looks in his shirt. He's oil.
He is?
He's the president of Pompeian Oil.
I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
He just got a shirt.
He bought a shirt at 5 and 10. And
he's a very greasy guy.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, you ready to start Halakha Dalet? Halakha Dalet has a lot of Halakha L'maisa. It's very exciting, this Halakha. This is the most Halakha L'maisa that we've had probably since we started together. Brachas, yeah, Brachas. This is going to be great. Hadmai. Zok the Mishnah, Halakha Dalet, Hadmai, Arvin Bai, you can make Eruve, this I think is Tchumin and Chatzeres. I believe that's what it says in the bottom in 13. Am I right?
Yeah.
Ruve Chatzeres, Eruve Tchumin. You can make... Now, normally, remember this rule. The rule is that when we make an Erev together, or if I make an Erev Tchumin, I'm obviously being Kaveya a muck of Suda. So obviously the food has to be Roy Lachila. So if I were to put Tevel there, it would totally not work, because Tevel is not Roy Lachila. So you didn't accomplish anything. So Mai is also Machila until you take off the Maestras. But nonetheless, the Mishnah says it's okay to make a Erev with the Mai. So the question is why? Why is it good, right? So let's hear from the oil guy. Why do you think this Erev is good? What? Oh, so some say a person that since the Mai is right for an Oni, you can be, you have a migud mafkinichsei, he'd be roi laisim and mela, it's good. He brings, there are those who say that, yeah. There are others who have other reasons, but anyway.
It's roi for the oni to make a
suit. No, so I can make myself into an oni by being mafkin all my nechassim.
Shabbos?
Yeah. It's a hefker, that's not a problem. A mafkin b'shabbos is some kind of isser.
Also, as long as it was like that before
Shabbos,
meaning...
Ebein HaShemoshes, right. Yeah. Oh, Ebein HaShemoshes, yeah. Ebein HaShemoshes, I could be Mavkim HaNechasim, yeah. Okay, it's because it's Letzarek Shabbos also, remember. You might be right, if it's a Din Neder, you can't make a Neder unless it's Letzarek Shabbos. So this is Letzarek Shabbos, and maybe you could do it even with Jones. Okay, it's a Zayit HaKazach. Okay. Umishtafim, but you could do Shtufim Mavos, which is just a different form of air. It's just a question of alleyways versus backyards, right? Mevarchin alav, you make a bracha. Now, normally, what's the rule? If you have something which is treif, even if you stole something, if I take a donut from the yard site box from a minion that I'm not davening at,
you mean the meisim b'chayim,
which is one of my pet peeves. You put it in my book, the top 60 things that bother me. This is one of them. It's a shayla of a bracha of atola, because a person's not allowed to make a bracha if he's shayla on stolen food. Okay. What?
Unless
it's from Mr. Vin, of course. Yeah. So the bracha of you can make a bracha on it, presumably for the same reason. You're able to make it roi.
So Rav Chaim says, Bobby holds that, and your Shami does not hold that, and the Gemara's going to explain something else.
What's that, about the Migu?
Yeah, it says the Bavli holds the Migu, it's an Eridim, the Yerushalmi...
That's a different reason.
The Yerushalmi holds that Aniyim can't eat the Mai.
Uh-huh.
Apparently.
He does, so that's not going to help. It has to be a different reason.
Yeah,
that's a Tzarek Mitzvah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, in number 13, if you look toward the bottom of the second column of number 13... says, the novelty of the Mishnah's rule teaching, inedible food may not be used for an Eruv, since forbidden food isn't effectively allowed to be eaten, it's used. One might have thought the Mai, which may not be eaten, is also considered a forbidden food. Our Mishnah teaches this is not so, since the majority of the populace does separate the requisite tithes. The prohibition of the Mai is merely a rabbinic stringency. The Mai, therefore, is not considered truly forbidden food and may be used for an Eruv. Okay, so there you have another approach to why it would be right. Let's see what else. Anything about the eating?
That'd be the same reason why you make a bracha.
I guess.
Yeah. I think one of the Aharon says yeah. that really, really it's like totally mutter. It's like a meal they have to be kosher for.
Yeah.
The mites out spread to everything. So the matter by all ami haaretz, but the etzem ami haaretz are mafresh, even nicer.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go on. Umezamim alav, you could do zimun. Again, if I'm eating something that's aser, and you two are eating your sandwiches, which is mutter, I can't be mitzar for the zimun to you because there's no tziruf. You can't have tziruf with a davar tome, with a davar aser. I'm mitzar for, okay? So three people. Okay, I'm not going to go into that. Okay. Next, umafrishan isa arm. Now this is my favorite halacha here. This is my favorite halacha. Mafresh and I say arm. You don't have to be wearing any clothing, and you can be mafresh your maestress from the mai. Because there's no bracha. That's great. Okay. So there's a Mishnah Berurah, which everybody knows about, that says you should not be makai mitzvahs in a makam mitunuf. So for instance, some of you may be, checking your tzitzis while you're in the base hakisei to see whether, the knots are tied well, or if you have some strings coming out, may want to tighten it and make it say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. It's not really proper to do that there, okay? Because I don't know if people do that, but I used to do that before I read this Mishnah Berurah. I used to do that all the time. I would always tighten my tzitzis in the bathroom. But that's not proper. Yeah. The other question, of course, is the person's in the Beis HaKisei, and the main shul is, you can hear what they're saying, and they're blowing shofar, it's Rosh Hashanah. What?
It's a big problem.
It's a big problem. You can hear the lading, everything. So we have to put in one of those noise machines,
Cotton
in ears, whatever. So the Mishnah says that. So the question is, the Reb Chaim actually makes this into a question. That it sounds like over here there's a mitzvah to be mafresh maestros min rabbanon, right? There's a mitzvah to rabbanon to be mafresh maestros, but yet, and it says you're allowed to. And the only reason why, if it's a vada, you're not supposed to, is because there's a bracha. But if it wouldn't be for the fact that there's a bracha, then you would have been allowed to. And in fact, he asks a question. He has this is a very interesting discussion over here. I put a marker over here. It says, just 1 second. Let me just tell you what it is. Come on. It's a great thing here. It's this halacha here. Yeah, this is it. I mean, this is a little bit early, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's a little early. I know you want me to move a little faster, but it's too bad. So it says over here, in the Rambam Perek Dalet, Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, Halacha Gimel. So it says, I'm going to read this in the Yerushalmi in just a minute. It says, HaPayda Ma'aser Sheni Mevarach HaShar Kirshom V'Tzvos V'Tzivonu Al Pinyan Ma'aser Sheni. If you machal it on money or on other payers, then you make a bracha al chilu ma'aser sheni. V'hapaydo al machal ma'aser sheni shaldmai einu tzarach bracha. That's what it says in the Rambam Halacha Gimel. Einu tzarach bracha. Now over there, Reb Chaim says in the Bir Halacha, very interesting discussion, right? It's mashma that the only reason why you can't do the chilo of mice or vadai is because it is tona bracha. But over here, there's a halacha by shkita. It says in Yoredeya, there are more rights that if you're shechting in a slaughterhouse, which is a makom atunuf, because when you're slaughtering those animals, there's a lot of schmutz. So you should make a bracha on the shkita before you go into the room. Yivarach kaidem sheyichnas l'sham v'lo yidabar nachar shkita. So vadai, if it was meiser vadai, you could also make such a bracha. Yochel l'chal b'merchatz v'yivarach chutz l'merchatz. Make the bracha outside the merchatz, then go into the merchatz, and then do your hafrasha. So really, right? So l'chayra, why should it only be right? The Magen Avraham over there is chaylik on the Ramah. He holds it's a hefsek, but they bring down the Achrayim all passing the Ramah that it's not a hefsek. Anyway, so he says, l'chayra, that's it. I'm not going to go the whole thing. Talkei de dibur, it's l'chakila. You should do things talkei de dibur. So maybe that's why the pasuk. But I just want to bring this to your attention that you have this discussion by Shkita, whether you could make the bracha outside of the room, the Ramah says, and then you go into the room, even though it's a makom matunuf, and that's by a mitzvah, which is vaday a mitzvah. It could be that there's a difference between a mitzvah, which is reshus, such as Shkita, versus other mitzvahs, which are chiyuvim. Anyway, that's a discussion. Okay, let's go on. So now we're Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Bein Hashmashas, okay, we're a little bit behind. Bein Hashmashas, let's going to go quick. Bein Hashmashas, we're talking about Erev Shabbos, Sovach Hashecha, Sovach Hashecha. Where does it say? And Ma'asher Nesavadai. What does it say over there? Something about Dumai. What does it say? Ma'asher Nesadumai, I think it says, right? But you can take Mises from Dumai because it's a Sovach. It's a drabbanon. It's a ben hashmashas. So you can be make on drabbanon, right? I think that's what it says. Again, the reason why can't you take meiser on vaday on Shabbos, because it's tikkun, right? It's like tikkun mana. So that makes sense if it's tevel, and so the meiseris is going to make it roi la'achila. So it's a tikkun, but here it's really roi la'achila. We're seeing that in many aspects. If you ate it, you would starve to zimun. You make brachas on it. It's not such a big tikkun. It's a tikkun in a chumra drabbanon. So that's already you're allowed to do. Of course, it only says you can do that ben hashmashas. No, notice that. But on Shabbos itself, not necessarily, right? So that's an interesting point. The rule is you're supposed to take off your hafrashas in a certain order. So bikurim, Truma, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, right? That's the order. If you do Meiser Rishon before Truma, so you're either, I'm not sure exactly. You're either something, Deraisa. But over here, if you mock the Meiser Sheni, it's also cool. It means it's, you're not either anything.
Not
the
Meiser Sheni or what?
To the Meiser Rishon.
Why?
Because it's the Meiser. And it's a Makaklom in two aspects, that it is... you're not over this this Isser, number one, because obviously it's not Chiv Deraisa. But also, when it comes to the Vidoy, if someone were to go ahead and be mocked him, right? If someone was mocked by Isser Sheni to Isser Rishon, he can't say Vidoy Meiser because he didn't do it correctly. Right? It says, Shemati B'Kol Hashem Elokai Asisi K'Kol Hashem Tziv Yosoni. But if you did Hakdama, then you didn't do Kachal Hashem Tziv Yosoni, right? So, it's not going to prevent you from that. So, Eimah Kachlom has two mashmos. Shemen Shahar Girdi Sach Batzva Isav. So, if you have the oil that the weaver smears onto his fingers, that's he does that in order to protect his fingers from being burned as the material goes through his fingers or whatever, right? So, he shouldn't get, what's it called? Would a rope burn? Goes by your hand. I forgot what it's called. What?
Called a rope burn.
Rope burn. Interesting. So, and the reason why you're chayiv, it's chayiv with my because it's sichas kishsiya. They say on the bottom that sichas kishsiya. Okay. V'sha'asart noisim atzimra, but if you put it on the wall, so then that's just treating a keli. So that's obviously not considered achila. Fatim ramai, that we put. Rafishan noisim arav, the Gemara says, shein atom bracha, you can do it because it doesn't require a bracha. That's exactly what it says. You're allowed to eat mafresh d'mai on Erev Shabbos. That's mafresh in the Mishnah over there in Perek Sheni of Shabbos. Tony, of Chalafta ben Shol, chon mai b'merchot. You can be machal d'mai in a wash house. Shein to bracha, there's no bracha. Right? Havadai, Tom Bracha, but if it will be Vani, it would require Bracha. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Baim, come on, Rabbi Yudah, we can't say Mavarach, what Bracha do you make? So he said, Amalei, if there was Paris, and you were being paid the Paris onto money, so you say, Asher Kishavs Matsivanu, I'll pin your Maisa Shani. If it was money, and you're transferring the money onto onto food, and the Rambam has also Paris on other Paris. He doesn't quote that in the English here, but the Rambam had Paris on Paris also. I'll kill a Maiser Sheni. Okay.
Is this the first time we're talking about what Bracha?
Yeah. This is the first time. Yeah.
I'm picking
Maiser Sheni. I'm not familiar with a Gemara that talks about it. Maybe it's a Gemara. I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. 15. Let's see. Anybody say anything over here? No, I don't see anything. Yeah, the hekdam sheni l'rishon im kachlon v'sho'avar. That's if you did it. In other words, you did it already. So, but the yavet, it's not a problem. You don't have to worry about it. Habet chila lo, but l'chachila, a person should obviously do things in the right order. Correct. 16. Yeah, he just sees it. It's a dig from the Mishnah's Lash, obviously.
Brachos test.
What's that?
It says Gemara Brachos. It says
about Brachos? About the Brachos?
Afrish Tumos Umasos, it says.
Yeah.
And Tzivan Ralapidio, he says, because Lahafrish is Chova.
Yeah.
But Maeser Sheni, he says, in Maeser Sheni, he says, Ralapidio Umaser ain't a Chova.
Uh-huh.
Right, because it's only if you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, so then you go there.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Gotta get the Hebrew one. Rababari ate Rabkhiya Babvab, Rabkhiya Bashem Rab Yakanan, what the Lahakim Shain Larisha Bidmai. He says you can even do it Lahakhila. No problem. Because it's not out of order necessarily, because maybe he took the Vice Rishon. So maybe it's the right order. I think that's the reason. To the contrary, the Mishnah statement, if one ties the mind of order, it is of no consequence, implies it's perfectly permissible. Ein b'kach klum, they're discussing the language of the Mishnah. Im hikdim is mashma to b'diyavet. Well, ein b'kach klum is mashma, there's no problem. So it's contradictory mashmos. So the question is, which one are you going to stress? So that's what we have here. Machlokas, what's his name? Rabbah B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov. And then we have Rabbi Yaakov Barakah, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi B'Shem Yeshua Levi. Lo Yasa. No, you shouldn't do Lachachilov. Imasam Hashasu Asay. And that's the end of today's daf. Kol Tov, Agudin. Everybody, thank you very much for coming.